with me on the line to talk about education and the future of the Kerry Education Board is CEO of Kerry Education and Training Board, Colm McAvoy. Yesterday in Waterville, the organisation launched its five-year future strategy. Colm, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
The last 5 years have seen huge, I'd say exponential change within your organisation. What does the next 5 years hold, according to your plan?
Well, I suppose yesterday when we were launching the strategy, we took time to reflect on that. We were established on the 1st of July 2013, so next Saturday week, we're on the 1st of July, we're 10 years in existence. So it has been a busy decade for us, and the next 5 years look as if we're going quite busy as well. In terms of the next 5 years, I suppose we're focusing on continuing on building on the firm foundations we've put in place between our community national schools, our post-primary schools, and our further education and training. And as you've said there yourself, I suppose we have been growing, and but you know, over the next 5 years, we will, I suppose, consolidate that growth. And I suppose we're looking at keeping the focus very much on excellence in education and training, and delivery of education and training, supported by our corporate functions of IT, finance, human resources, and those areas. So it's an exciting time for us. You know, it's in our area, there's always change, there's constant change, but our job essentially is to meet the education and training needs right across the county, and that's what we're looking forward to continuing to do.
You say there's a twin track approach here of developing the sort of courses, going down the road of more practical and I suppose employment focused apprenticeships, as well as the capital infrastructure in terms of the major building projects you're undertaking.
The way the organisation is organised, we have three different directorate areas or pillar areas. So we keep equal emphasis on all the areas, from the growth to community national schools, which we reckon is a significant area, our post-primary, and to continue our work in post-primary, which is dealing a lot at the moment with the change in curricular reform, etc. And also on further education training, yes, nationally there's an increased emphasis on the opportunities for learners. And I suppose one of the things we've put into the strategy is that further education be seen as a first choice for learners. That was a wording that was arrived at after much consultation with staff, because apprenticeships and further education training programs, whether the courses for employment or courses for progression, offer real opportunities for people to progress on to meaningful and successful careers. So, you know, since our last strategy statement has been launched, we would have introduced two new apprenticeships, one in the area of the Commie Chef and the other in the area of the Wind Turbine Maintenance Technician. So, you know, we have new courses planned. One of the most exciting areas, I suppose, is, we spoke about yesterday, was the area of deep sea diving, okay, which would be being put in place to support the whole sustainable economy as well. And we hope to locate that in Carrigrohane. And if I was talking to you in 2027 or whoever might be talking to you, we would hope that there would be a marine training college in Carrigrohane, well established at that stage.
And that would be key for the sort of skills that will be needed to develop offshore renewable energy.
Essential. Look, we have looked at the skills, and there's been many reports done on, I suppose, the skills that are required to make offshore reality. And you know, there are some skills gaps, and our job will be to try and move into some of those areas. Like we are looking at the whole area from the generation of power to the transmission of power. The full. We want to do the full area. So at the moment, we would have, for example, the wind turbines, then we'd have the fibre installation. But, you know, to get wind turbines, to get wind farms out at sea, there's a whole set of skills needed around that. And one of those areas is the area of commercial diving. And there's no ETB or no public sector provider at the moment in the country training people. So we want to move into that space. Now, it'll require significant investment. It's a high-risk area. It's highly regulated, and we know that, and there's a lot of work going into it, but we would hope, we've done much research on it. Carrigrohane has been identified as a good location for it, because people can get to the depths that they need to get to without having to go too far offshore. It's a relatively sheltered area as well, so it has been identified for us as a good location.
Works
so
in all levels.
We're working with our funders and everybody else to get in place, and obviously to get to make sure that we conform with all standards in relation to health and safety, etc.
Okay, Colm, we'll talk more about the rest of the plan, but we're out of time. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Sorry, thank you. Bye-bye.
Colm McAvoy there, CEO of the Kerry Education Training Board. An interesting idea there, a deep water diving training base in Carrigrohane as part of their plans.